there are orders. You know, there's a monetary order, there's a domestic, political, social order, there's a global world. And they tend to go through a cycle in which they break down and you have new orders. Mm-hmm. So a good example would be, let's say, 1945. Mm-hmm. We have a new monetary order, we have a new, all those orders. And then when they break down, you wipe out a lot and you have a new beginning and everybody remembers the trauma of the past. And then there's the building up of credit, the building up of that. There's low levels. It can build up. Maybe in terms of the UK, it was how to have to deal with it. But there's a dynamic of that order and then prosperity. So if you look at the patterns of history, in the second industrial revolution, it was a consequence. After wars, we have that. We turn the century. 1907, we have the panic of 1907. We have that cycle. So these are interrelated cycles. And then we could see that the relationships exist because when you have a combination of a monetary order breakdown or a debt crisis, something like a 2008, when you have the dynamic internal political and so on, then you have, you know, a very serious one. They don't appear that way when we're sitting here today in the prosperity and the process of what we're doing to sustain it. So I think that hopefully you'll read the book, but particularly chapter 8 in the book goes over that particular cycle. So I would say when you're thinking about it, it doesn't have to be complicated. If you think about these issues simultaneously, mm-hmm. You would probably, you know, you'll have your own thoughts about where we stand on those issues and the confluence of those types of issues.